Hello?
Yes, hi, I'm looking for Rahima.
This is Rahima.
Hello there, ma'am. This is Daniel Garcia. I'm calling you back from Noon Book Writing. You remember me?
Oh, hi. Sorry?
You remember me? We had a discussion yesterday in terms of your autobiography for 30 pages.
Oh. Why? Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I hope I'm not being intrusive. This is a good time I can talk to you for a quick 5 minutes.
Oh sure, yeah. There is a lot of scam calls are coming in. Like, yeah, this is Rahima. Like, my tone was like probably
Yeah, I can understand it through a
for that,
surprise call.
and especially long distance, I get like getting tons of like
Yep.
scam calls, and sometimes I don't answer, which is bad because I miss the real call in between.
Absolutely.
Anyways,
Same
yeah.
thing. Same thing. Same thing goes with me. If I get an unknown number on my cell phone, I might think twice too. So it happens.
I see.
Not an issue. So we had a very detailed discussion yesterday. I guess we were completely up and up. Okay, one more thing. You were telling me yesterday you had 30 pages written down on the biography, right? Can you just confirm me two things? First thing is in reference to the font size. What is the font size have you been using? And is it on a Word document?
Can you hold it for a second?
Sure.
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you.
Hello, sorry. Yeah, there was an interruption. Sorry, say it again.
I was asking, is it on a Word document? Do you have your manuscript typed on the Word document?
Yeah, it is on Word document, and I
Okay.
think it's more than like 10 chapters, but each
Fantastic.
chapter is like 4 pages, and some of them are 2 pages.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it's roughly 30 pages. Could be a little bit more, but yeah.
That's fine. We can understand. Of course, 5, 7 pages more or less does make sense. And of course, when we will be editing and we will format the book, so there are possible chances that it would increase the number of pages. All right. Because of course,
I see.
headings
Yeah,
would go
and
in a
especially
proper
when it
manner.
goes.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Then of course
Formatting
we
to
would add.
smaller book, right?
Indeed, then we would have to add few things to the book. I guess I'm sure you might have not worked on it, which would be the author's bio, or maybe the indexing of it, all right, or maybe the referencing of it. So all that will go, and that would make it a bit, much more
Oh
quotable.
yeah, I really wanted to call. I was actually this morning when I woke up, I thought that I have to call, and the thing that I didn't discuss, it was you on the chat?
Yep, I was the same person on the chat. You had my
Oh,
assistant
okay.
Anna on the chat, but I did monitor the chat and I did read it out.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So I wanted to call that as an author, I will be anonymous. So I didn't discuss that one, if there is an issue with being an anonymous author on that. I know it's a real life story, but I want to be stay just anonymous to save. I mean, like I when you read my life story, like why I want to be anonymous. Do you have any feedback on that?
Why do you want to keep yourself anonymous? This is my question.
Will that be an issue?
That won't be an issue if you want to keep yourself anonymous. I mean, you don't want to disclose this is your biography. Then you can use a pen name. A pen name is like a pseudonym, all right? In book writing industry, we call it pen name, right? So you can keep yourself a pen name, and that would work too. We would publish the book under the pen name, and no
What's
one would
pen
ever.
name?
Pen name means that a name you would create, a fake name.
Oh, will that be any issue of
No, of course not. Never. When we would register the copyrights for the book, we would register your real name along with the pen name, and the book would be registered on the pen name, so the copyrights would be marked under your name.
I see. Yeah.
Yep, pen
You
name
know what
is an
the
option because 90% of the people or the authors out there use pen names. They don't use their real names, all right? They don't have their real names on their books. They have their pseudonyms, you can say, all right? The reason for that is because few stories are a bit harassing. You know, few stories, you know, which are non-fictional stories, which are true life stories. For example, if a person is going through an embarrassment situation, if he's been, you know, going through abuses in his childhood, so he won't, you know, name himself in the book. You know, he would try to keep a character because, of course, if he's working at a good position professionally right now, he would kill his image, you know. For example, if he's
That's
a VP or
true.
Maybe a CEO of a company, so he cannot, you know, scream out that I've been abused when I was 5 years old, you know. So those are mostly the reasons people use pen names. So if you have an idea, you can do that.
The reason that behind my me as being as anonymous, I just want to save the people that I mean, like, I have to be I have to, I don't know if you have time that I tell you a little bit more about me as an author. Yeah, so I'm from Afghanistan, and you know what happened like when I was a teenager, during the time that there was war, and especially with the Taliban took over and what they have done with the women and all that. I haven't gone through that, like, kind of the severe trauma, but it was my teenager years when I was, like, running for life under the rule of Taliban. And then I wrote this book when I arrived in Canada, and then my dad, he didn't allow me to publish this book, and he would say that it's too personal. We don't want to, like, to disclose to the world that what's happening, what happened to me, to us, and especially I am the narrator, and then it's been like the book was written for almost for like 10 years, and I was just forgot about it, and then happened the situation happened again in Afghanistan. I don't know if you're aware of that. Taliban took over again. And then now, like, I know that what women and children are going through in my country. And then I decided, and I was, like, part of, like, donation to UNHCR, but I was like, I can't make more than what I can do. But then I was thinking that that's a good time that I can publish this book, and maybe most of this revenue will be go towards the donation towards to UNHCR, and then I can make a difference, and I will stay anonymous. Why? Because I stay anonymous because I still have immediate family that are living in Afghanistan. And I don't want to put their lives in danger because I do that. They're gonna be in trouble if I say all this things about my life, what was happening during the Taliban and all that. So that's the reason that I want to be completely anonymous.
Well,
I don't know, maybe in
thing,
future.
I'll say that I would buy the reason. All right, this is a perfect reason. We can use a pen name, all right, when we would mention this reason in copyrights too, so it would get approved. So this is excellent. All right, so if you want to use a pen name, you can go ahead with it. Second thing I wanted to ask you, it's been how long you're living in Canada? Just an idea from my understanding.
It's been like almost 20 years.
20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's quite long.
Yeah.
You were here when the war started.
It's just when the very first time in 1992 when the war started, like, the war in Afghanistan started before actually I was born, and then there was, like, between Soviet and Mujahideen, and then on 1992 then Mujahideen took over, and then Soviet left the country, and then after that the civil war started between the group of Afghan, like, politics groups that they were fighting against Soviet, and they started, like, fighting between themselves, which is, like, going up to date. And that from that point, like, from 1992 that I remember, this book has started from that point, and then I left the country, and then eventually we come to Canada. And then these, like, cycle, and then Taliban took over the first time, When I was in Afghanistan, and I lived with them like for 2 years, and that time I was a teenager, and then I was running for my life with the whole family when they come to the city and took over, and then we were like it was a very dramatic situation, and it is very unique experience in my life. And then we come here, and then Taliban came back after 20 years, almost like after 15 years. And they're like doing the same thing, especially with the one of the group of people, minority that in Afghanistan, then they're like literally killing those people. And it's been like 20 years, and I was thinking that I did not have any intention to publish this book. And then when I get involved, I'm not involved, but I was donating a lot. Not a lot, but I was donating to UNICEF towards helping in Afghanistan, especially people are hungry and all that. And then I was thinking that it's not enough. I need to contribute more, especially for the case of women and children. And I was thinking that maybe this book will be something
that's
that
a great idea. This is a fantastic idea. I mean, book is a platform in which you can throw out your expressions very easily. All right. And when it comes to non-fictional books, right, this is a great idea, all right, of throwing out your expressions, let people know, all right, give them learnings about these types of information. And you would find a lot of audience who would be interested in this topic as well.
Yeah, and
advance,
I'm kind of trying to make this book as a kind of like for all readers that every chapter that I will start with a quote that I will be, it's my own quote. That how maybe it's a kind of like a learning or like giving the readers, especially when young people are reading it, giving them a confidence that life is not easy, and then people are going through, and then how they raise back and all, and going like growing up like the way I did.
Makes sense.
So I want to make that kind of, I don't know, like when I hand it my draft to you and you will be reading. I don't know how much impressive it is or not, but I don't know. It is not very...
No worries about it.
I did not...
No worries about it. All right, whatsoever you have written, throw it out to us, all right? We will review it. We would give you an editorial report, first of all, the editorial report will tell you, what we think about the story. If you have written, then how much you have covered clearly, all right? There are a few things I'm sure that you might be lacking with in terms of plotting the story, so we will help you draft that. We would help you develop the story, plot the story in case if some chapters, for example... let's say I tell you that, you need to add a cliffhanger to the book, all right, that hooks up, every reader's eyes from the first 10 pages. I'm not sure if you're a fan of Netflix, but if you watch Netflix series, all right, you would understand how, an episode continues a second episode, that out of that curiosity, you have to watch that second episode. So that's the same thing in the book, all right? You have to, kill that curiosity. You have to make that curiosity into a manner that the person pushes himself to read the second chapter, third chapter, even though he's feeling sleepy, even though if he's tired, he's reading it, right? This is where we went.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes for that, you have to shift some chapters up and down, all right? Maybe the 10th chapter is at the first position so that the person comes to know that, this is what it was, and then he reads how it was, Sometimes you have to disclose, the villain in the first chapter. It's a way of telling the story, okay? Of course, in your book, all right, there would be different options that we would give you, different things that we would suggest you, creative ideas. We'll be backing up with you. There'll be a complete team that would work with you on this book, and you need to make sure that we buy your idea over the phone, all right? There will be a telephonic interview too. So whenever you're telling the story to them, just make sure that you cover everything over the phone. Remaining, they would make sure that your emotions, your tones, your words are perfectly used in the book the way they're supposed to be, so that it makes sense to maybe a 5-year-old kid, and it making sense to maybe a 60-year-old senior citizen too, So
yeah, English is my second language. I don't know how did I write this book.
I'll give
but
you a surprise.
Yeah.
English is my second language too, by the way, just to let you know.
I can tell
so
that.
I can, Indeed, indeed. But I'm an author from the last 13 years. All right. So I've been writing books. I'm not in your genre, all right? I've been writing children's books, kids' books. All right. But yes, I'm an author myself. So never thought about it, never, you know, did about it. But eventually, loved kids, knew how to draw, knew how to make stories, all right. My kids, of course, you know, my nephews and everyone, when I was young, I used to tell them stories. They were very good at it, you know. They used to go to sleep with my stories. So that makes sense.
Nice.
So I shared it with the word, and it did make sense. It did give me a bit of fame, too. So you never know how it clicks. You know, J.K. Rowling, when she wrote Harry Potter 1, all right, she had 5 readers, all right. 9 publishers rejected her manuscript, saying that it does not make sense. Look at her right now. So this is how it is.
Exactly.
You never know, all right. Shoot it out to the word, all right. Of course, you're telling the truth, all right. 90% of the people in this era, in 21st century, are interested in listening the truth. They're done with fictional stories. All right, a lot of people follow these several stories that you're looking at. You have a very good genre. You have a very good target audience for this book, too. So go for it, all right? It's possible that with a bit push of marketing, with a bit push of good, impressive content, with a bit push of eye-catchy cover, we can sell good. You know, we can give you a better... Yep, go ahead.
Oh, okay. With the cover, I haven't chosen the name for the, I mean, like, the title for the book.
The idea?
I'm still...
Have you drawn the cover?
The cover, yeah, I kind of like a picture, and I don't know how to... Do I have to explain, or...
Yep.
Or we have? Do I have to draw on the cover book, or you guys do it?
No, we will do it. We will do it. Your job would be to throw your idea to us. Our job would be to bring your idea into life. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever your idea
I want
be,
a very catchy
paper.
Name, so I'm working with my sister to find a very catchy name for the
title
for the I mean the title the book.
Oh, no worries on that too. We'll, our creative writers will give you good suggestions. So if you haven't thought a title and if you're confused on, you know, with few suggestions, so hold it right now. Don't finalize the title. Let the professionals read the book. I'm sure they would give you a bit good suggestions of how could be a title be. And it's not, you know, it's not like that. You need to follow our suggestion. You know, you can come up with something of your own. So for the book cover, we'll do the same thing. You know, you will throw your idea to us. Different variations will be given to you according to your idea, at least 3 or 4 variations that would explain your idea in different pictures, all right? You would finalize the one that you like, all right? We would make more changes in it, make it look much more professional, add tweaks, editing on it, and, you know, once it's finalized, we'll give it to the book. So there'll be a front cover, back cover, and there'll be a spine. So in case if you are printing, you know, a hard cover, so the spine will be required for that. So
yeah.
We'll do all that
for now,
and,
like
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, for now I was thinking that I should be an ebook through Amazon and because Amazon is very exactly. It's very trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
People even if I start like on my own marketing the book, then people when
there are three different
see Amazon.
You know,
sorry,
no problem. I'm just giving guidance. There are 3 different reasons why people choose Amazon, and it's the truth. First of all, it's a good market, all right? It's a very open, it's a very good market. Amazon sells everything, you know? It sells cars as well.
Yeah.
They sell, you know, machines as well. They sell water bottles as well. They sell books too, all right? So it's a very huge market, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's very user-friendly. If a new author that steps into this, you know, world, they don't have any idea how to manage their accounts, how to get sales, how to get reviews, they give a very user-friendly system that helps you allow everything in it. And the third thing is that they give you an option where you can make your own paycheck, all right? You are not bounded, then you need to sell 500 copies or they'll put your book down. You don't have any, you know, any boundaries that, you know, you need to sell minimum quantity or something like that. You know, you can go with as much as you like. You can sell as much as you can. All right. There are no boundaries on lowest or maybe the highest sales. With other publishers, you face that. All right. If you don't sell maybe 100 copies in a month, they might not put your book in the stores. All right. They'll take it off because you're not selling. So that's how it is. So Amazon does not, they don't put your book down, all right? They say if it's not selling, even though if it's there for 4 years, it's there for 4 years. So this is a reality that every new author buys and, of course, makes it easier for them. And being your first publisher, I would recommend the same. Go with Amazon, all right? Then, of course, the second step would be Barnes & Noble. Third step would be Create Space. Fourth step would be Google Books. fifth will be iBook. So you can publish it on multiple platforms, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're getting, let's say, for example, $100 royalty from Amazon. So you'll get $100 from Barnes & Noble, too. You'll get $100 from Google Books, too. So eventually you're making $600 as per your royalties, you know? Just an example. So publish it on more platforms. This is the key to success. All right, be very sure in your book, all right, what you're talking about, this is the key to success. When you're talking about a non-fictional book, try to keep everything truth. Everything should be very legitimate. Everything should be very, you know, every timely produced, all right? It should make sense to every reader out there, all right? And third thing is just promote yourself. Once the book is done, right, put the cover on your Facebook page, put it on your Instagram page, all right? Let people know there's a new book out there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Share
yeah.
it. Don't share it like you have written it. Share it like you read it. All right.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So that's what I mean. So this would give you a lot of guidance, right? In this industry, the best key to success or the best marketing is word-to-mouth marketing. If I read
mm-hmm.
a book, I'll recommend it to others. Others read books, they recommend it to me.
Yeah.
All right. You don't
exactly.
see it on Facebook. You don't see on ads. All right. People follow these type of things. They look at their
mm-hmm.
word-to-mouth. So. Try to spread the word. Try to spread the word to every person around you. And eventually, once the book would get mature, we'll offer you marketing too. And if you want to go with that, maybe in case in future. So we'll talk on that too. What's the future? How much can you invest? How much can you earn?
Mm-hmm. I see. So once your company like get the
mm-hmm.
book ready, so I don't have to do anything. Like how it gets to do Amazon? I did some research
mm-hmm.
as well. So Amazon is like. I did the like how fast it is that you can just publish your book, but it has to be ready, right? To hand it to Amazon for.
You have to get the book cover ready. You have to get the book written. There should be no errors. It should be formatted as per the Amazon
mm-hmm.
formatting size. It should be 6x9, whichever the design is. All right, everything should be as per the Amazon's formatting. We'll go ahead and take care of that for you. Once done, we'll upload it. It takes 48 to 72 hours to make the book live. Because Amazon would review it himself just to make sure everything is up and up. And in 99% of the cases, in 48 hours, the book is up and live. So
the GST is stuff. I mean, like, this is not in now, but do I have to provide to you guys or to Amazon?
What would you have to provide
I mean,
again? Can you repeat that?
I mean, like, as an author, you have to have, like, you have to pay tax, right, for the... I'm Canadian. Maybe it's different in US.
Mm-hmm.
But when I start publishing book, I have to when I like if I if the book if the book is selling, right? I have to pay tax.
Oh,
and
yes,
I have to have
course,
a GST. Yeah.
No.
Number.
I get that. In US, you have the same thing, all right? In US, you have the same thing. Of course, everyone pays taxes over here. Amazon will give you an amount, all right, after their taxes, and you would pay the taxes at your own on your earnings, all right? That would go with your annual taxations, all right? So Amazon does go ahead and give you the royalties, which are their taxables after, you know, deducting their taxes on it. So the amount that you'll be getting, it will be, you know, taxable. You would have a receipt to it, all right? Every month or every twice a month, you would get an amount from Amazon, all right? It, again, depends on how many copies you're selling. Sometimes people keep, you know, a limit that after every second or after every 100 copies, I need my paycheck, you know? So sometimes
mm-hmm.
people keep a limit that after every 1,000 copies, I need my paycheck, you know? So in 6 months, you get a good, big paycheck out of the blue. So...
Mm-hmm.
These are a few things. So according to those things,
oh.
we'll recommend you to. Your bank account will be required while publishing your book over there. We will buy
mm-hmm.
a shelf for you on Amazon where the book will go on. And if you would write more books, it would go on the same shelf. And we would have to create your Amazon page in a very professional manner, all right, where it says about you and everything. And then we have to update everything into a proper manner. All right, once everything will be done, we would hand you over your Amazon account so you can change your password,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll be able to use it at your own. So you can track your sales, you can track your
mm-hmm.
leads. It's a very simple account. It's like using your Facebook, right? That's
mm-hmm.
it. It would take
at
a
that
day or
point,
two.
This will be done with your company, right?
Yes. Up till now, I
will don't have to pay
that.
any royalty to your bank, to your
no,
company,
no, no,
right?
No. No.
Oh,
we will
okay.
charge you a one-time fee upfront for the services. That will cover everything in it. We don't keep anything
okay,
out of
perfect,
your sales.
Yeah.
We don't keep anything out of your royalties.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's perfect. Yeah, I think that is it. I just go ahead and pay the one.
Any question for me so far? Anything which is not making sense? Anything you want to reconfirm? Please go ahead.
Right now, no, but I will. Can I save this number, and if I have to call you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got my email yesterday?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I
in
got
the
two
bottom,
emails.
Fantastic. If
yeah.
you scroll down to the very bottom, you would see a signature. All right. In the signature, you have my cell phone number too. All right. That is ending with 4670. So if there's any query, any concern, you know, you want to text me up, so you can do that too. All right. My cell phone is the best way to get a hold of me. Normally, if you call on the landline, which I'm calling you from, the 218 number that I'm calling you from is a landline. So you will find
uh-huh.
a lot of people over here. So if you call in, ask for Daniel Garcia, they will transfer it to me. If you want to have a direct contact of mine, so you have the cell phone, text me up. As soon as I'll be free, I'll reply you back right then and there.
Okay, sure. And then after I pay, then you will tell me when I
yep.
should.
Once you're done with the order process, I'll tell you. I'll first of all mm-hmm. go ahead and send you the paid invoice and the confirmations towards the project, welcome you on board.
Mm-hmm.
Accordingly, I'll connect you with one of my best account managers. They would go ahead and send you a couple of questionnaires to fill out so that the writers have a base on what your book is all about. So they'll give you a couple of questionnaires to fill out, welcome you on board, tell you how our process works. We have a portal over here where all the communication is catered with the team, all right? There will be an account manager, there will be a writer, there will be a designer, there will be a project manager. You, everyone will be available on one platform for communication. So if you're saying something to the project manager, you know that the writer is reading the part two, all right?
Okay.
So there's no
Perfect.
Communication gap or any type of error. You don't have to repeat yourself back and forth. It's not a telephone
mm-hmm.
game, you know? You tell something to your project manager and try to get something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes as per you say directly. So that's how it is. We keep it very frank, very simple, very crystal clear for new authors. All right. Again, this is just the start. There are a lot of things that we can go ahead and talk about. Audible version of a book, marketing of your book, creating social media pages of the book, publishing your book on multiple platforms, articles about the book, newsletters for the book, bookmarks creation. So there are a lot of things that we can actually talk about. But, of course, we need
mm-hmm.
the baby first before we talk about the baby clothes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm all ready to get the baby in the world. All right, you have the right button. Go for it. And once you're done with it, let me know. I'll go ahead and welcome you on board and we'll cater you from there.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. I
all right.
will go ahead.
You want me to be over
that?
The phone with you, or you can do what I
oh,
tell
you? Oh, no, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
Fantastic. So once you're done with it,
okay.
send me an email. I'll be waiting for a reply. Again, any question, let me know. I hope to speak with you soon again, Rima.
Sure. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You too. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Bye.
Waiting for your confirmation.
Bye.
Bye-bye.